I have two thoughts that I want to share from today's New Testament reading. One is from Acts 7:34. Of course, Stephen is recounting the history of Israel just before they stoned him. And Acts 7:34 says, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and I've come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send you to Egypt." Of course, he's talking to Moses there. And the thought came to me when I read that verse that Moses was God's answer to the prayers of the people of Israel. God was answering their groanings. He was answering their prayers by calling Moses to be the one to lead them out of their bondage. And I was just thinking today, and one thing I prayed today after reading this, and I said, "Lord, make me an answer to somebody's prayer. Use me today to be a blessing and a help to someone who's maybe been praying for something that they need." And then in verses 35 and 36, I had this thought. Let me read them to you again. "This Moses whom they rejected, saying, 'Who made you a ruler and a judge?' This man God sent as both ruler and redeemer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. And oh, what a wonderful thought I had. It starts with Moses' failure. You know, you'll remember that he murdered and buried an Egyptian in the sand, and it became known, and the people of Israel rejected him. And yet it is this man that God is calling to be the deliverer. And this wonderful thought that means so much to me, because I've had so much past failure in my life. Maybe you have too. Past failure does not mean there cannot be future success. Yes, Moses had past failure, but how mightily God used him in spite of his past failure. And I just want to encourage you today. Sometimes the enemy just reminds us of all of our failures, and it just seems like we can't do anything right. And sometimes we wonder if God's going to use us to do anything. Take hope. Past failure does not mean that there cannot be future success. Rest in the Lord today. Commune with God today. Do as He leads you to do. Have a great day.